Hello, everybody. I love to sing. I don't know why. anyway.
I can't.
Welcome. Wait, your turn. Welcome to episode 5 of the Eat, Pray, Thigh podcast. I am your host, Savoy Jefferson, head doctress. Head doctress. Ooh, I just came up with that on the spot. I kind of like that. Come on, head doctress. Yes. Still not dotting enough, but we'll talk about that later, because we always do. Episode 5, Banana Clip. I named it Banana Clip because I've been listening to Miguel War and Leisure a whole fucking lot. So, and that's like one of my favorite songs. But also, I think it's a good song. It's like about love, but it's also sexual. So, which, you know, I love love, and I love dick, among other things. But nonetheless, that's it. I know it's been a while, since episode 4. So yeah, we're just gonna jump right into it. So today's guest is podcast host, artist, consultant. What else would you like to tell us about yourself, Mush?
No, you basically covered it.
I covered it. Okay,
artist. Consultant.
Okay.
Podcaster.
Yeah. Mush, what's your real fucking name?
Mush King. The 4-letter guy, 8 letters better.
That's, Mush is your real name? Like, your birth name?
It can be. I mean, it's the name that creates conversation, so that's why I use it.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to tell us your birth name?
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, I probably should know it. Because
I mean, but you know what? If, like, people always ask me, oh, what's your real name? But if you look up me by my real name, you're not going to find anything. Like, everything that I've been doing in my career has been under Mush King. So, that's where you'll find me.
Okay. All right. I mean,
I save the real name for my personal moments when I'm like, you know, what the fuck are you doing? So, that's when I talk to my real self.
Oh, when you talk to
this is my persona.
This is your persona. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, how often do you talk to your real self?
Probably like twice a week.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Is your real self better than your persona, or
no? We're just different.
Okay. Just different. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm so intrigued right now, Mush.
Well, you know, I'm an intriguing person. I try. I joke.
All right. No, beep your horn. Toot toot. Come on.
It's more like honk honk.
Oh. Okay. All right. First of all, let's discuss that Mush has a deuce, or what looks like a 40. It's a Guinness deuce. He said it's a deuce. I don't know. Deuce. He opened it, but it just looked like a regular ass 40 to me. But yeah. Anyway, so Mush, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Whatever you like to tell us. What are you listening to? What do you enjoy?
Well, like he said, my name is Mush King, and I'm the creator of the Conversation with Friends podcast network. It's just a variety podcast network where we just talk about a whole different bunch of things, but it's small shows. So all my shows are under 10 minutes except my main show, which is only 30 minutes. So all of our shows are 30 minutes or less.
Okay.
So you just get in, get out, and keep it moving. But before that, I worked in fashion. I was a stylist for some time. And then I also had a clothing line that made it to Vogue Italia and stuff like that. So, you know, I've done a little of everything, but right now I'm in the podcasting world. That's my spot.
That's just D-Lo. You know how I do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What are
great
you listening
song,
to?
By the way,
right?
SZA. SZA's album is still my favorite right now.
What's your favorite song?
It depends on the day.
Okay. Well, you can give me multiple.
Today, Gojina is probably
oh, really?
My.
Yeah. Mine's just going to forever be anything.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because I'm always asking niggas, do you know I'm alive? Do you even know?
That's the best part of that song, actually.
Right. That's the part that matters. Like,
I be acting like I can sing on that part.
You were right? I be. Maybe I should. Okay, anyways. Favorite television show? What are you watching?
Probably This Is Us.
I love This Is Us. I don't watch it very often, but the episodes I watch, I'm always like, wow.
Do you cry
a lot? Because most people seem to cry.
I'm a crier, yeah.
Yes, you better be.
I've been a crier since I was a kid.
Yes, you better be in touch with your emotional side.
Yeah, but I'm more like an angry cry. Like, I want to punch you in the face so bad, but I'm not.
Oh, so you're violent. Okay, great.
No.
I mean, no. You said you were so...
No, I said I would want to punch you in the face.
Okay, but you haven't punched.
No, so I don't have no record. There's no record over here.
I mean, under which name? That's...
Good one, but I botched. That's a good one. that was a good one.
Thank you. I try. So, you know, Mush, let you know, we have a little bit of a history.
We do.
Just
we
a
do.
Tad bit. Just very small.
Very tad bit.
Very, I mean,
yeah.
One night only. We only
but you know what? I remembered you, though.
You did. You,
I did.
Have others been forgotten?
I remembered the name more so opposed to the person, but when I saw you at that party. Yeah. I remember the face immediately, but I knew the name when I kept hearing it. I was just like, I know somebody with that name, and I only know one person with that name. So,
Would you like to?
I would like you to.
Recap. Okay. Well, you can add in whenever feel. So, okay. Mush is a special guest because we made out with each other the summer of 2010. I believe it was August. I don't know.
Wait, really? Yeah, it had to be before that.
No, it was 2010. I'm sure of it.
I didn't live in Brooklyn then.
Yes, you did. It was 2010.
Oh.
I'm sure of it. Because it was my first summer working at Uniqlo.
Oh, you did work at Uniqlo?
Yes, that's because that's how where I met you. I met you through Adan. And Adan was like, yeah, yeah.
Now it's coming together.
It's all coming back to you now.
It is. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why not tell him that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right? I hope I got to make sure he listens to this episode.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to send it right to him.
Yeah, right. So he knows. Because it's because of him. I forgot how exactly I just know we exchanged numbers and then we were talking and that weekend one of my best friends, I'm not talking to that bitch no more, but
it'd be like that.
So me and Mush were talking and it was Sunday, it was very early. I remember it was very fucking early. It was probably before 8 a.m You lived like
those are my hours too, so that makes sense.
Prime hours. Prime
those
hours.
Are my prime hours.
Not for me. It depends. Now I'm thinking about it. But anyway, so it was before like 8 a.m. because I remember the sun had just came out. I walked to your house. I left my best friend at home. I was like, I'll be back. I walked to your apartment. Because you didn't live that far from me. No, it was like a 5-minute walk. But I remember I still like
I hated that place.
It wasn't the best place.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
I was in transitional mode.
Yeah, it was fine. It's fine. I mean, I was, I was sharing a room. Like, we all. It was our first. It was early
in the day.
Early years.
Yeah.
So yes, I went to your house. We made out, and then you. Yeah. You came. I did not.
Don't say it like that.
No, I'm sorry.
Mad selfish.
Wait. I'm apologize. Mush came because while we were making out, he decided to jack himself off. At this point in time, I would like to be clear. I was still a virgin. I was not a virgin, but at that time, I only had sex with one person.
I remember you saying
I was still very, very fresh. And Mush pulled out something very large. And I was like, I will never, ever put that nowhere near me.
He's gassing
it. I'm not gassing it. It's still on record as the biggest dick I've ever seen in real life.
Oh my goodness. I can't be.
I'm just being honest.
It can't be.
But shout out to whoever you fucked. they are the real MVPs. I am
He's
not.
Guessing it.
I'm a six man kind of guy.
I heard, mind you, I was listening before I came in. I heard you say that. I was like, six?
Six man.
No, but I heard you say 6 inches.
Yes. Oh, well, I preferred, preferred six and a half to 7.5. I mean, I know you.
Stop.
you.
I'm right there. I'm there.
Wow. No. I'm sorry.
I'm more girthy than anything.
Okay. But. Well, whatever you want to call it. I was scared. The virginal me was scared. I mean, I still might low-key be scared now. But then I was super scared. So anyways, that's how I know Mush. He's the first guest I've ever had.
Hey.
I don't think we'll be having any other guests that I've made out with or done anything sexual with. Because I don't like them anymore. Anyways. So much, which is that all the story? Did you remember anything?
Actually,
any other defining moments?
The Uniqlo part. Like, you really just made me think back to that because I couldn't even remember where we met at. Yeah, I thought it was a club because I was very club heavy back then. But
I was too, so. But no,
through a friend, that definitely sounds like my MO.
No.
That definitely sounds like something I would do.
And, like, I remember you came to Uniqlo one time. You were, like, smiling at me. I was just like, hey. Like, I was, like, more like, not like, I was just more like, well, why are you smiling at me like this? I didn't think of Don was like,
it's probably the way he was wearing them jeans. Probably. I'm just saying. What?
Thank you.
Just saying. If we're talking about people who are blessed, you know, I'm just saying.
Whatever. I don't have any ass, though, so I just got legs. Although I got a little more ass than I ever. I got the most ass I ever. Anyways. I've been doing my squats.
That's what it's about.
Amen. Okay, so now we're going to go into the questions.
Hey,
are you ready? So ready. Do you want to... I'm letting people choose now. Eat, pray, thought. Which questions would you like to start off with?
Let's start with the pray questions.
Okay. All right.
I'll do a thought in the middle.
Okay. Yeah. Look. Thought in the middle.
Yeah,
I like
work your, yeah, ease your way into
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Just rush. Yeah, exactly. Especially with what you're working with, you better not rush. You'll hemorrhage something.
I can't.
All right. So let's start with the pray questions. Okay. So, what Beyonce album are you? Are you a Beyonce fan?
I don't know about albums per se, but I do have.
You know which Beyonce album you would be technically in your life right now?
Probably B-Day. Yeah.
It's a very interesting album to be in your life right now. Yeah. Elaborate.
Because you know what? I am, I'm a lot of things right now. So, and I feel like that's what B-Day was. And B-Day was a big album from when I like first came out and started messing with dudes. So, like, that's the one I remember. But that'll always be my inner me. Like, all those songs like Radio and,
That was Radio's third.
No. Yeah. Wait.
Come on.
You see, I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan. Actually, let me put it like this. Me, Myself, and I is my favorite Beyonce song ever.
Okay, that's come on. Because you got Mush, and then you got your real self. And then you get...
Hello. Exactly.
Come on.
But no, like, I just think that was a sexy track for B, you know?
Okay.
And that resonates with me, so.
Okay. So, but why are you B-Day again? Exactly, because you said everything.
Well, it's everything. Like, I felt like B-Day was a good time. And so I'm a good time. So that's what I mean. I'm a lot, but I'm a good time in different kind of ways for different kind of people. So,
okay.
And I feel like B-Day gave that.
Gave you. Okay. Yeah. That's fair. I like that.
You like that? Okay.
Yeah,
good. I just made that up.
Fuck that.
No, I'm lying. I'm joking.
Why? I was so into it. Then you were like, oh, I made that shit up. And
no,
like,
I'm being serious, but I literally just came off the top of my head.
Okay.
So there we go.
Once again, you just came.
Don't worry, you'll get yours by the time I leave.
These jokes are
going
to keep coming.
They're going to keep coming,
and that's why I invited you.
It's funny. Like, it's so funny that we're here. That's so crazy.
Yeah,
out of all the people I would meet back up with, who knew that it would
exactly?
Be?
Yeah,
that's why you never treat people bad, because you never know when you come back.
No,
to
you
them.
Were you were very nice to me.
Really, and that's a shock.
Yeah,
because a lot of people tell me I was real nasty back then.
You were an asshole in general, but you weren't. You wasn't super. Like, I remember thinking like. Outside of that incident, I remember thinking, like, he's low-key an asshole, like most men that I
really?
Yes, but you were, like, in that moment, you made me feel like a lady.
Oh, well, I try. I try.
You made me feel like a lady.
Not a lady, though.
I mean, listen, your inner self. Like, I'm a lady. She's a lady. Whoa. Okay, next question. So, what's your passion?
I think my ultimate passion is to help people.
Okay.
I think that's, you know, even with this podcasting, I feel like all of the things that I've been through and I've experienced, I'm now, like, expressing those things, you know, on tape, which can now help somebody else who may be going through it or help me who listens back to my old shows and realize where I was at when I recorded those things. So... I just really think I'm here to, like, help people find out who they are, you know, find their talents and stuff like that. I'm, like, a real asshole to my friends because I want them to be the best. Okay. Because I would want them to hold me accountable for me.
I was reading, like, something on Instagram. It's, like, if your friends are mean, people with mean friends are more likely to, like, what was the word? Like, do better and be better, so to speak. Right. So I laugh because I'm the blunt friend that's like, yeah, that nigga ain't shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Exactly.
But you know what? People usually hate you for that when you do that.
I don't, you know,
they hate you in the moment.
Yeah, but you know, you got to keep it honest. Like, if I let you just date, or if I just let you be mediocre, then what kind of friend would I be?
That's true. But then you also don't want to step on people's toes and, you know.
No, because everybody should want to be Beyonce or Rihanna. Like, you shouldn't want to be, like, who wants to be Nivea?
Damn. You couldn't have said, like, no one else. Like, Nivea's just.
I mean, I listened to 25 Reasons at the gym today.
That's a great song. That's one of my favorites, actually.
That's being added to my wedding playlist. Yeah. Don't have a husband yet, but when I get married, 25 Reasons. What?
They explained that in the dollar store when I went in there the other day. I was just like, where? This is different.
Wow, the dollar store? What dollar store?
I live in Flatbush. So
oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I was like, exactly. What dollar store are they playing?
I was just like, what is the cashier going through? Is this your aux cord? Jeez.
I remember when I went to Planet Fitness because they would pick the playlist. Mm-hmm. This one girl would always play Jasmine Sullivan, which I was completely fine.
Which song?
It was just like, it would be the Jasmine Sullivan playlist, mm-hmm. and I would just, or the Pandora channel, and I could tell it was the Jasmine Sullivan Pandora channel. I was like, I was okay with it, but I was like, girl, what you going through?
Yeah, not in the gym, like on a personal, but you know, I love Jasmine Sullivan, so I would have been pushing them weights like,
I was on the treadmills like, I bust the windows out your car.
You know what's crazy? That was my song during my crazy years.
You're crazy.
Yeah, what were the
crazy years? What dates were those? And why were they crazy? If you don't mind.
You know what? I'm just like, I'm very into people that I'm into. So when they like get rid of me without reasoning, it used to turn me crazy. Because I never understood like why. Mm. So, you know, just doing crazy stuff. And
okay.
I've dated crazy ex-girlfriends and all of that. You know, a couple windows got busted.
Oh. A couple?
Yeah, a couple. A couple.
Okay. I'm lucky. Well, at least you're not busting windows now.
No. I'm far from that, please.
Yes, okay.
I'm far from that.
Well, grow. Yeah. And that is what we... In the words of Kelly from Insecure, that is what we call
growth. For real.
Because you're not busting windows.
Because I'd be like the old me, the old mushy. But I'm good now. I'm good. But like you said, I dated a lot of assholes. And then I was into like DL dudes and you know, drug dealers and
Drug dealers.
Yeah. Man, listen.
Come on, drug dealers. I always really want, I've had an infatuation with dating like a thug, like a real, my dream when I was 20 was to move to Spanish Harlem and date a dude that looked like Jim Jones who sold drugs, and like I would be on the porch or whatever, on the stairs, and just be braiding his braids, and he'd be like a drug king, a drug lord in my mind. I would be like wifey. And
well,
I've always wanted a New York City man to be like, yo, mind me. I've never had that happen, but I know I'm such a bird, but I've always wanted
tweet
right. I've always wanted somebody to be like, yo ma, or like, yo shorty, what's your name? And I'd be like, I swear to God, to this day, as a 32-year-old man, if somebody ever says yo shorty or yo ma to me, I'm going to give them my number.
You know, you want
to
hear a funny story?
Yes.
So I was working at AT&T, and there was this dude who worked there. And I just thought he was everything. So I used to try to like do little shit to get his attention at work, but it would never work. So one night I got drunk and went to the club and he was there. So I was completely wasted. I went up to him and said, oh my God, you're the guy from my job. And he was just like, get away from me. So I was just like, oh shit, well, I'm never fucking with you again. So I got to work and I'm standing where I worked at. There was a lobby where you could, or there was four floors, but you can look down into the lobby. So I'm standing in the lobby. He's on the second floor. So I'm just standing there minding my business. He's like, yo, what's good? I'm looking around like, who the fuck you talking to? I'm like, look, I'm pointing at me like, you talking to me? So he was like, yeah, you. He was like, what's your name? I'm like, my name is Mush, but my real name is, but you can call me, you can just call me whatever you want. And so he was like, okay, and walked away. So I was like, oh shit, like I fucked up my chances. But then next thing you know, I got an email. So he was just like, if you know what the Culture Club is, then you'll understand who this is. So the Culture Club is the club we met at. So yeah, so I've definitely had that moment with the Ayo. It wasn't Ayo Ma, but it was definitely an Ayo moment. And I was caught up and stuttering and all of that. So I know what you mean. And I get with the whole thing about the tall with braids, because that was my thing when I first entered this whole scene. Like, I wanted tall, light skin with braids, but I don't even like light skin. I don't, that's the crazy part.
I didn't necessarily need him to be light skin. I just needed him to have, I just needed him to look like, well, I guess brownish.
Well, Jim Jones and Jewels was my thing at that time.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's still low key. I will always love a thug. Like, I don't know. My daddy's a vice lord. He got stabbed in his neck. And shot seven times. So, you know.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. They say girls date their father. Gay men date their fathers too sometimes.
Is that true? Am I dating my father? I don't think so.
I like both. Like both, because my father and my stepfather. Like both of them. Like my stepfather was a thug. Like just like a full lug. Like I love my dad. But he was. And then my biological father, my dad, is just like got a scholarship to play football, graduated. You know,
got best of both worlds.
So like, I either like super, super, super homo thugs, like,
or really educated,
or like these niggas got two master's degrees, but they still ain't shit.
Most of them ain't.
Yeah, the more degrees they got.
Oh my goodness!
The more degrees they got.
That's why I don't put my degree out there. I just be like, I'm dumb.
Anyway, what has been your life defining moment thus far?
Wow.
We get deep.
You know what? I always said that I wanted to move to a place where nobody knew me, and I did that, and I regretted it. And I really think that that was a defining moment for me, because it really like changed my mindset on who I thought I was opposed to who I really was in New York. I mean, because in this city, you have like a whole, I want to say, cloud around you, especially working in the industry. When you hang out with industry people, you go to industry events, you don't wait in line, bottle service. Like when you get used to that and then you go somewhere else and then you're at the back of the line waiting and you don't know no promoters and you can't go to no industry events because you don't have the in no more. And then when I moved back, it was like everyone completely forgot about me. So I really had to be like, okay, you don't need all of that. Outside of all of that accolades and industry stuff, like you really know what the fuck you're doing. So I really think moving away and then moving back was like my whole life changing moment.
Where are you originally from?
Here.
You're originally from here?
Yeah, I was born in Philly, but I my mom's from here, my family's from here, I grew up. Okay. I moved to Pennsylvania for high school.
Okay.
York, Pennsylvania. It's a small town, like 45 minutes from Baltimore, so that's where I went to high school at. All white school. I was the only black one to graduate my class. But I went to all black school. HBCU. So okay. Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds. Yes. Okay. So what scares you?
Being unsuccessful.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
I mean, it gets so real. Like when I take naps, like I sometimes just wake up and panic, like I can't go to sleep because I'm not at this point. So it's bad. It's really bad.
I don't want you waking up in cold sweats though.
Because like I've been doing this for so long and it's like something's gotta give or else I'm gonna give up. So I'll be getting that anxiety feeling like I need this to happen. You know, I know it takes time, but I'm the type of person, if I don't start to see some type of results, then I'm just going to be like, nah, I'm good. I'm good on this. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Look, I asked you, I don't even know what scares me. Look, like, I had to think like, what scares you so far? Fuck niggas.
But the and being buried alive, that's like my number one fear.
Okay,
but.
So one of my fears is actually that I'll be killed by a serial killer. Like I don't know why. I think because as a child, I watched way too much like
Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, and shit like that. Yeah. And then plus, like when I lived in Illinois at that time, what's his name? It was a serial killer. Anyways, I can't remember his name, but like at the time he was being they killed him.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, death penalty.
Yeah, he had the death penalty, and he was actually like the weeks leading up to, like, they did like a series on, but basically, he had killed like 35 boys or young men, like ages like like 14 to 20, I think, and like peeled off their skin. They found like bodies underneath, like, because he buried the bodies like in his basement.
Oh my god.
So they found like all these bodies, and he would make stuff out of their skin too. Like he made like a lamp, I think, out of one of their skins. Like, so That is like
what? I love your new lamp.
Right? Skin by Gucci.
Right, for real.
Sorry. That was like a little like.
You should have went there. Just go for the joke.
Damn. But yeah, so I'm afraid of being killed by a serial killer.
I can see that.
Or just any type of like really like gruesome death.
I can see that.
Like fire or anything, like anything.
I'm really alert, so like things like that, like I'm not too fearful of. But like if somebody had kidnapped me and like buried me, like I can't do shit about that. So
yeah,
but I feel like if somebody like try to like kidnap me into a basement, I feel like we will rumble. Like I would just die trying to like
come on survive. Well, I mean, you busting windows, so
I mean, listen, I don't drink these deuces for nothing. They turn upside down and make a good weapon.
I don't. you're using deuces for weapons.
Listen, these people are crazy out here. You know what? The last time I had to get crazy, and I have my moments where it's about to come out, but the last time I had to get crazy was when I first moved back last year, and I was in the club, and somebody grabbed my ass, and I turned around thinking it was somebody that I knew, because the way they did it was like, oh, shit. So I turned around like, who the fuck is this? It's some stranger, some young kid. I'm like, why did you touch me? I do whatever I want.
Oh,
okay. Oh,
that's not the proper.
So, response. Like, I was like, bro, I'm telling you, don't touch me. Like, I'm not the one. He was just like, yo, I'll do what the fuck I want. I was like, bro, you don't want it over here. He was just like, what you gonna do? I choked the shit out of him and threw him down some steps at that club on 42nd Street, and I got thrown out.
So I haven't. You say you since. Almost got crazy, but you did get crazy.
Well, not really, because I just kind of choked him and pushed him down the stairs, and he fell. His friend came, was like, oh, I don't want no parts of that. And then security came, grabbed me up. So it was real quick. It wasn't like a real crazy moment. Oh. But he put his hands on me first.
Mush, I just want to clarify that we have different degrees, obviously, of crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because whenever you push someone down some said steps and you choke them.
But he violated me.
I'm not saying that he didn't violate you, but I'm saying that to me is like a full crazy moment. That's not a light crazy moment, per se.
Now, for me, that was light work.
All right.
I'm more of like a cursor out. I'm not like I hit you. Like my words are nasty. So like my words will cut deep.
I will verbally
abuse somebody.
I verbally assault motherfuckers. Mm. Like I
could tell.
I gangbang.
Like, your mouth is spicy.
Yeah, real spicy. If you piss me off, I'm talking about your mama.
Disrespect is the number one way to find my crazy. You want to find
it?
No,
not even disrespect. I'm more about more or less like if you hurt, I don't really give a fuck. Like, well, I shouldn't say if you disrespect me, yes, obviously. But also, I'm a person that, like, if you discredit my feelings.
Ooh, that's a good one. Discredit.
Like, if you discredit my feelings.
I'm going to use that in my next argument.
Yeah, if you discredit my feelings, I must destroy you. Like, what's going to go off in my mind is Mortal Kombat. And all I'm going to hear is finish him.
Yeah. All I'm going to hear is round one. And I'm going in. I don't even let it get to round three. Because that means I let you get too much. I just got to come on, like no point in waiting. I'm really gonna seem crazy on this. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's okay. I like it. Okay, we got one more prey question. So why are you proud to be black?
You know what? Going to an all white high school.
I know that's
struggle. And then going to an all black college. Like, I really appreciated my blackness. Like, my parents have this line. They say we sent Theo Huxtable to college and came back Malcolm X. Like, that was literally me. Because, you know, before I knew black people because I grew up, my family's black. So I knew that side of black. And my parents were very pro-black, reread black books in the house and had the right reports on black books and stuff like that. So I knew my blackness. But them white kids really used to be trying me. I used to be looking at them like, bro, I'm not from here. That's number one. And they used to be like, you think you're so cool because you're from New York? I'm like, no, you think I'm cool because I'm from New York. Let's not get the shit twisted. But they always would like make like little racial jokes. And like the other black kids would like let it happen. And I would be the one like, no, not around me.
No.
So I think that's when I really started to like appreciate not even my blackness, but being dark at that. Because being dark in an all white setting, and I'm not even that dark, but to be this dark in a setting like that, definitely, you know, I've been, you go to people's houses, you can't come in here. Like, it was like that. Like, you can't come to this party because, you know, we know because you're black. And, like, or I would be like, am I going to be the only black one at this party? Because I ain't going. I need one. I need at least one other one just in case shit get crazy. And like, you know, I have somebody who I can be like, oh, let's get the fuck out of here. I ain't trying to be by myself running for the hills. So that was like, I made it my point that I needed to go to a black school after that. I'm telling you, man, bitch.
All I saw was Get Out. Anyway.
Like, no. Like, see, that's why when people complain about, like, oh, that's racist, I'd be like, that's not racist. Like, you want to know racist? Like, you could have gone to where I went to high school at. Like, the track meets I used to go to and shit like that, the other schools. Yeah, no. So, I don't play with that whole, oh, that was racist. I'd be like, nah. I mean, it was, but that was light work. That was light work, so.
All right. So, we're going to go into, we want to go into that question
today? Let's do it. This is going to be the fun part. This is where I won't sound as crazy.
I don't get too excited. So first question: have you ever been a fuck nigga who thought he was a good dude?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. Not even gonna lie.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate on how you were a fuck nigga who thought he was a good dude?
Well, you want a story or an example?
You know, a light example.
I'll give you the short version.
Yeah.
So I was dating someone. I'm big on appearance.
Okay.
Because I worked in fashion. So he wanted to come to my house one day, and my friends were over there. My friends never met him, never really heard about him. So this is going to be the first time you're meeting my friends. Mind you, my friends are like me. They'll talk about you in front of your face. Like, be like, who is this and why is he here? But so he came to my house. So I was like, okay, cool. I was like, oh, my friend's coming up. I go to open my door. This motherfucker has on a bubble coat, no shirt on, pajama pants, no socks on, and shoes. So I'm looking at him like, he was like, oh, I had to go run an errand for my sister. And, you know, I just kind of threw something on. I'm like, but my friends can't meet you like this.
Wait, he didn't have no socks on?
He didn't have no shirt on under this bubble coat. So how are you going to come in here and at least get comfortable? You can't even take off your coat because you don't got no shirt on. So I was like,
Maybe he forgot that you had friends coming.
No, he knew. He knew. And so I was like,
sounds like he was coming over to get fucked.
No, not that day. Like, I literally had a lot of people. It wasn't like one or two. It was like people. So
it was a gathering.
Right. And so, like, I was like, you can't come in here looking like that. And he, like, left. And he was like, that's one of the meanest things that anyone has ever done to me in my life. And, like, I think from that moment on, I was just like, holy shit. Like, I really didn't mean to do that or to say that. But I guess it came off worse than.
Yeah, well, you probably.
I was drinking. I was smoking. By the time, like, he came, so I was already turnt. And then to get that response out of this mouth when I'm drunk, like, it probably didn't come out the nicest way.
Yeah, like I said, I thought you were an asshole back in 2010. So I'm sure it was.
Probably. Yeah. But I've apologized since. I've tried to apologize to him actually multiple times over the years because I really felt bad about that.
But still, I mean, at the same time, while you may have been rude, but it's just like you showed up with a. Who the fuck walks around? First of all, was it winter?
It was winter. It was winter.
And he had on no shirt?
I mean, he was a model. Don't get me wrong. He was a model. So, like, I mean,
there's
of course,
no reason to have on a fucking bubble coat with no shirt.
Well, he drove. He drove in New York. So, I mean, it was an errand that he literally had to run down the street. I guess I live close to his sister, so he had to take something to her and then, like, came to my house afterwards. But I don't know. But
flips hair. I don't think that's that bad. I don't think that makes you a fuck nigga who thinks it's good.
Well, no, that's just one story. No, but, you know, yeah.
But did you know you were being a fuck nigga? Because I feel like to be a fuck nigga and knowing you're being a fuck nigga, there's a difference. Because, like, in the case of Lawrence from Insecure, he didn't know. Like, he was trying to be a good dude, but he was really being a fuck nigga overall.
Well, the thing is, I was very career driven. So it was like, if you was fucking with that, or if you was fucking with my social time, like going to the clubs and stuff, because that's how I built my name. Like, I wasn't fucking with you. So if you was like, oh, let's just chill in and watch movies, I'd be like, fuck out of here. Like, who's doing that? Like, and that I used to be like, why can't I not find nobody to date? And then I would realize, like, you come in there, and then I would show up at their house, like, pissy drunk, like, knocking on the door, like, can you let me in, please? Like, I used to be bad. I used to be bad.
But you've grown.
I've grown.
And that's all that matters.
I've grown. Well, when you dated a 23-year-old, you kind of like realize, like, okay, the shit I was doing is probably not the best. So, anyway, moving along.
Okay. What's the thottest shit you've ever done? that you can discuss on the show? I mean, because you can discuss whatever you want, but you know, I don't want nobody to be upset.
All I'm going to say is I've had sex in a crack house, but I didn't know that it was a crack house at the time. But after the situation was over, when I like reassessed it, like it was definitely a crack house.
I'm sorry, y'all. I was expecting a lot of things.
Didn't I tell you I'm a talker? I got stories for days. Stories for days.
So did the person that you had sex with, were they a crackhead?
Well, no, he was a squatter. You know what a squatter is, right?
I don't. I should.
Well, a squatter is when...
I've heard the term.
But. Yeah, like if you move into somebody's house and like you refuse to leave, you're a squatter. Or if you find a vacant apartment and you just happen to move in without having like a lease or something, then you're squatting. And then in New York City, if you live somewhere, I think it's more than 30 days and you get mail there, you have squatter's rights. Mm-hmm. So somebody can't just be like, oh, get the fuck out. Like, be like, no, I have mail here, so I have squatter's rights. So he was squatting in this vacant building. Why the building was vacant, I don't know, but the whole building was vacant. So it was kind of like a... Sorry, I'm sick.
Drink your fluids. You're right. And not your beer. That's not... I'm not sure how much that to qualify.
But yeah, so we set it up to meet, and then I got there, and it was like a whole bunch of directions. Like, so I was like, okay, I'm here. He was like, okay, go to this address. It wasn't the building that he told me originally. So I was like, the fuck? It was the building next door. So I'm like, he's like, ring this bell, walk down the whole hallway, take a left, go up the stairs, don't talk to nobody, just walk straight to the back. So I'm like, the thought in me is like, oh shit, this shit is kind of hot. And then like, the nervousness in me is like, where the fuck am I going? So I got like my pen in my hand, because you know, you always carry a pen just in case a motherfucker get crazy. And so I'm like walking up the stairs, but it was a fifth floor walk up. He was on the fifth floor. So I get to the first floor and I'm like, all the doors are open on the floor and all the apartments are empty. And I'm looking in like, okay, that's weird. But I just thought it was the one floor. So I went to the second floor, same thing, third floor, same. And I kept hearing people though in the building. So I get to the fifth floor and I like look into the apartment that he told me. And the apartment is empty. Like the door's open, nothing's in it. So I see him like pop his head out this room, was like, yo, come here. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I like go in the room. He was like, don't say nothing. So we just sat in the silence for like 2 minutes. And then he was like, oh, you good? So he's like, oh, so how's your day? And I'm like, but the room was like OCD clean, like clean. Everything was organized, hung up, posters on the wall. So I'm like, how long you been fucking living here as a squatter? Because, you know. But then as I left and I was going back down, I saw the people coming in and I was like, oh, okay. Now I see why he told me not to talk to nobody, because it was like the crackheads coming in to get there, you know. Yeah. Never heard that story, huh?
Thank you much. I
lost for words.
I
You never done that? Come on, that's normal.
No, that's not fucking normal.
That's New York City normal.
No, that's not. I'm sorry. No. Mm-mm.
I mean, mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm. Let me clarify.
Fucking on like a train. That may be New York City normal. I'm not saying I've done that. I'm not judging.
Never done that either.
Let's be clear. I'm not judging.
I've always wanted a hot train experience though, but I've never had one.
I've never wanted.
I've had bus, but not train.
Mm. Yeah. I've never had. One of my friends. She gonna be so pissed when I say this story. But one of my friends sucked a dude off in a $2 van.
In Brooklyn? How long was that ride? Where the fuck were y'all going?
I guess it was a quick. It was, you know when suck in cars and stuff like that. It feels like 10 minutes, but it really is like 2-3 minutes, because it's just the height and
the height of it.
Yeah, you're like, ooh,
that's the best part. The height. The height is what gets you in trouble. I mean,
yeah, obviously.
That's what led me into that building. Because mm-hmm. if it wasn't for the height of it, I don't think. And I think I was on like a piece of E-bill. at that time. Because I had came back to visit. But, like, I had came back to visit New York when I had left to move to D.C. This is when I came back to visit. So I was like, I come back to visit and the hot stuff starts right away. Sheesh. But I would never do that now. I wouldn't do that now.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. I don't think it's safe for you.
It was hot, though. It was hot. And we still speak.
Is he still squatting?
Probably, because he asked to move in with me like a month later. And I was like, bro, bye. Fuck out my face. And that's when the mean part comes in, see? You see how it evolves so quickly?
I'm sorry, y'all. I just was not expecting that. Okay, so next question.
I've lived a life.
And that's why we wanted you on Eat, Pray, Thigh.
You know?
Because you've lived a life.
I lived a life. You want to be on top?
Do you? Tell us about your first heartbreak.
It was this girl I was dating in college.
Wait, so much before we get into the girl in college, what do you classify yourself? Are you just fluid?
Bi.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm bi. I like what I like. It doesn't necessarily have to be a specific type of thing. Like, if it turns me on, it's just hot. So There are sexy women out there. There are sexy men out there. So, you know.
You.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your, whatever.
Yeah, I'm taken now, but, you know.
Yes.
I'm taken.
Yes. Ooh, yes. And he blushing, y'all.
I am.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Fuck it up. Taken. Look, I'm going to rub you for good luck.
You should. Let me tell you something. I'm all for, like, trying to help people push past the whole, you know, because this is actually my longest situation. I've been, like, 8 months, and then I get tired of you. I'll be like, well, I'll do something dumb to fuck it up on purpose, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to get past
this. That's that fuck nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, back to your first heartbreak.
Yeah, but, you know, I really liked her, and then, like, at the school I went to, they used to have bus trips back to New York on the weekends. So she lived in New York, so she went home. And then, you know, everybody would meet back up at the bus station to come back onto the bus to come back to school. She must have brought, like, her dude that she was fucking with in New York to the bus station where everyone was standing, everyone who knew me. So when I got back, everybody was like, well, you know, such and such was, like, all hugged up and kissed up with somebody and, like, I was just sitting there like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I think the embarrassment is what, like, creates the heartbreak for me. It wasn't really the action of her doing that.
It was just the embarrassment.
It was the embarrassment. Like, I hate to be embarrassed. Like, especially on someone else's accord. Mm. I can embarrass myself. But, like, when someone else embarrasses me, like, that's when I, like, get crazy.
Discredit your feelings.
Yeah. Discredit my feelings. Yeah. Remember me to write that down.
Okay, no problem.
I get into an argument with this nigga. You discredited my feelings.
You discredited my feelings. I will hit a nigga with it. You discredited my feelings.
He probably hit me with an okay and. So, well.
Isn't that love?
That is.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is. It's great. I wouldn't have it no other way.
So you are in love right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how long is this? Has it gone past the 8 month mark?
Yeah, our year anniversary is in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, we dated... when we were like 24.
That has, like, been a theme lately. Like, people, a lot of my friends, like, are talking to people like they dated, like, or they've known from years and then they reconnected.
Because, you know what, a lot of the times when we meet people when we're younger, like, we essentially see that they have good in them that we like, but I don't think that we have the tools to really, like, process what that means to us, especially being young. Like, for me, it was more like, I'm more about the club. I'm more about this. Like, I ultimately wanted a relationship, but I didn't have the tools to say, okay, maybe you should stay in the house this weekend. And maybe you shouldn't, you know, be grabbing this person's ass in the club while you're supposed to be talking to this person and juggling. And, like, I was never a juggler of dudes. Like, I would always text the wrong person. Like, oh, shit, damn. I didn't mean to text that to you. I'd be like, oh, that's what somebody just texted me. I wanted to text it to you to see how crazy it was. That was my line right there.
Did that shit work?
For the sum that I use it on.
Them bitches was dumb.
They're dumb.
Dumb as a...
dumb.
That's probably
but that's how we was...
Probably the squad of motherfuckers. Let me stop.
No, I mean, it probably was him.
What would your dream? Who would be in your dream threesome?
It would probably be a foursome.
Okay,
with me included, but it would be.
That's a lot of work.
Well, no, like two and two, you switch two and two.
Yeah, but I would like. Oh wow!
I'm more like visual with sex for me. Mm. It's more of like a visual thing, so I like to like see things and I like to hear things. Like quiet sex is so wack.
Who the fuck likes quiet sex?
And if it's gonna be quiet, at least whisper like nasty stuff. Like oh shit, damn.
Yeah, I don't like super loud either. Like, I don't want you just yelling.
Yeah, like a billy goat. Like, I don't need you to be doing, like, okay.
But, like, I actually like for my, you know, I like for my man to whisper. Not, you know.
Like nasty shit?
Yeah, yeah. And, I make more noise, per se. Mm-hmm. I don't really talk as much.
Oh, yeah, well.
I might hit you with, you know, fuck me. You know.
Really?
Yeah, I like to say fuck me. Yeah.
Takes a lot to say that.
I mean, it's been a while since I had sex that good.
So, what is this drought you speak about? Let's talk about that. What is this drought? Is it a self drought? Are you creating it yourself?
Earlier this year was a self drought. Earlier this year, earlier this year, I went on sabbatical from January to May.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started dating again in June.
A sabbatical. I could never. Does that include jerking off?
No.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
I need to masturbate at least once a day just to keep my mind.
Once. That's how I keep my crazy down.
That's how.
3 times a day.
Well, masturbating helps me not be a poo bitch. So. I'll be like, I really want to call him right now and then I masturbate. Be like, I even like that nigga.
That's me. Or the thing is, I would be so in the height of the moment, I'll text them and then like I'll bust and then I'll be like, oh shit.
Why the fuck?
Then they'll text me like,
and you'll be like,
I'll be like, oh shit.
Why did I do that?
Oh my bad. I text you by accident.
Yeah.
I'm about to text my brother.
Yeah. Or I just don't respond.
Or that. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I've been there.
Anyway. So back to the drought. So then I had, I started dating again in June and I had sex in July. Good sex. And then.
You got to keep the good sex around. Sometimes you got to sacrifice the fuck nigga for the good sex. I've realized that.
Well, he didn't really want to be kept around. And it was just too much. And I was being a little dramatic, but I did, like, in my defense, I know I had grown because the old Savoy would have tried to make that work mm-hmm. just for the sake of making it work. But the elevated Savoy was like, you're not interested in me.
Right.
And if I'm being completely honest, I'm not that interested in you.
Right.
But
just doing it to do it.
Your sex is amazing.
Do you tell people when their sex is amazing?
I stopped telling them. No, I told him that his sex was good. I did tell him that his sex was good. And he told me that, you know, because, you know.
I can't.
Because I wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't know. Sorry. I wouldn't know.
Much, I was a virgin then. I was like, low key, I was a virgin then. I was so like, and I told you, it scared me. That was big. And I was like, I can't do that. Like, I was like, I die.
I'll
die. So after the good sex in July, I didn't have any sex in August. And then I had sex with a young man, or I had an interaction with a young man in September that I really liked. But that's
interaction, so that means there was no type of penetration.
Yeah, no.
Sometimes interactions are hot. I like an interaction more than sex, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So I had an interaction with him, and we liked him, but that didn't end. That had recently ended, and it didn't end on the best terms. And then I had sex, or I had another interaction on October 30th, and that was, yeah.
The fact that you remember the dates is sad.
First of all, I remember everything. That's why I was able to remember, like you said you forgot our incident. I remember everything. So,
well,
like,
I don't necessarily forget, but the thing is, I need my brain refreshed. Like, as soon as you said Uniqlo, I said, oh, like, I remember the whole thing and how it happened.
Plus, like I said, even though the podcast is called Eat, Pray, Thought, I don't thought enough, but I am sex positive. Me too. I want others to live their best sex life. I am, however, I'm a I like that. I'm a girl that I need to like you before I can fuck you.
Is that the getting older in you, or that's how you always?
No, been? I've always been.
I was like that.
I've always been like that, but I finally just kind of just accepted it because I've always tried to be like, oh, I want to have a whole phase, blah 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 blah, and then I would leave feeling like,
what's a whole phase to you? What's your definition?
First of all, I want to be clear. I don't really believe in hoes anymore. But for me, it was just kind of like having sex with people and just having sex and have it not be like. Before, like I said, I like to have some type of feeling. I'm not the gay that can be like, oh, I met him on Grindr. I met him blah, 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 blah. Or on Jacked. And we just traded dick pics and then got an address. And then he came to my house and fucked me. No, that would never happen.
You know what? I was never the 5-minute address guy. Like, some of my friends are like that. I'm like,
And nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. I gotta feel you out.
Yeah, I need to know.
I gotta feel you out.
I need to know your last name. And I need to know your last name. And I need to know that.
You know what? You said that to me when we met. And that's how when you was asking me my real name, I was like, this sounds so familiar. But now that you said I need to know your last name, I remember you kept pushing me like, what is your last name?
Because Mush, you was trying to get. First of all, Mush was trying to. So the Sunday before the Friday, you was like, it was like 3 o'clock.
Were we nasty texting?
Yeah,
probably.
Yes, we probably were.
Yeah,
but not too nasty because then I was still like I said, Mush. When I met you, I was like a virgin, basically. I had literally only been with one dude.
Probably intrigued me.
Probably that an intrigue. I think niggas love me just in general because they're like, you ain't got no bodies, and then on top of that.
But you know what's funny?
But they can tell I'm nasty.
Throughout my thought years, like, I've never, like, gravitated towards the virginal one. Mm-hmm. Like, the, I don't really have bodies. I've been saving myself for marriage. Especially in the gay life.
Let's be clear. I wasn't saving myself.
But there are a lot of dudes out here who think like that. And I've never wanted to sleep with somebody who never had experience. Like, for what? What's that about?
Yeah, no. I mean, I wouldn't. Like I said, So right now, I was supposed to be having sex this month, but I'm not going to be having sex this month, unfortunately. But you know, maybe something will happen. I'll have sex. If not, I'm okay with that. I'm in transition. I'm in transition right now. So I don't even know if I need.
I'm gonna slide some transition your way then. I have good friends. You know, get to see somebody good.
Y'all can't even see the way I'm looking at Mush right now.
I have established friends. Like, my friend is going to come with me. He's a doctor. That's what I'm saying. Like,
okay, yeah. Well, you know, never mind, Mush. I apologize.
Right.
My name is Savoy. I like to suck dick, and I can cook.
Ain't that it? You can't do that. What's your point? Seriously.
So, okay, last, we're going to go into the eat, and then we're going.
Okay.
So, what is your favorite hood meal or snack?
I don't know. A hood meal or snack? Yeah. What is considered a hood meal?
I just think like anything that like...
Chicken?
Yeah. Depending on the brand of chicken.
Depending on the brand.
Because if it's Church's chicken, that's pretty hood.
Does like White Castle count?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I dabble in White Castle.
Yes.
You know, a jalapeno cheeseburger.
You shit a lot. You have diarrhea immediately.
Well, let me see. I smoked one time so much, and I drove to White Castle and got like a whole 12 sack. I don't know why I did that. I ate like 3, and I felt disgusting, and I left it in the kitchen, and I came back in the morning. That shit smelled like a garbage dump. And after that, I didn't really eat it. Until I went to Vegas last week.
I went to ate it. I ate chicken ring. I like that chicken ring.
I do like the chicken rings.
The chicken rings
are amazing. Milk. Yeah. I've waited in long lines for those chicken rings. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're actually real chicken, but
I don't. Probably not. I mean, who has real chicken?
Yeah.
McDonald's says they have real chicken, but I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
They be lying. Mm-hmm. Just like niggas.
Let's talk about that.
Why niggas be lying like McDonald's?
Why they be lying, my gosh.
But you ain't got that problem right now because you in love.
I mean, just because I'm in love don't mean they don't lie. Shit.
I hope the person you in love with lying?
Well, no. I mean, everybody lies. I mean, just because you're in a relationship don't start to lie. Now, what you lie about is different. The lies are a different caliber, but okay, well, it's still lies involved.
Fuck eat. Elaborate.
I mean, when you deal with, when you're single, you deal with the lies of, are you sleeping with somebody else? Like, do you have another dude that you're seeing? Like, am I the best you ever had? Or
I don't understand why people feel the need to lie about shit like that, though.
Because we're dudes, and dudes like their ego stroked. I mean, everybody's not the type to be like, oh, you sleep with somebody, and then you get a response of, yeah, I'm fucking like three other niggas. Like, everybody can't deal with that response. So I think that's a lot.
I wouldn't like that response, but at least I'd be like, okay, well, thanks. I know now that I'm from you. I'm.
So are you still going to continue with it?
If I like him enough, I think I think everything is like based on, do I like you enough? Like, at the end of the day.
What's your gauge for, like, if I like you enough, though? Like, what is the factor to be like, okay, so this is,
if my,
like,
spirit is moved. Like, the dude from September, he moved my spirit.
So what happened?
We're not going to talk about that today. Yeah. He's a fuck nigga who thinks he's a good dude. But, and if he knows.
Well, sometimes you need.
He knows about the podcast, so if he's listening to it, yep, I said
it. Hey, buddy.
And I told you that, so. But. I'm not going to discredit him anymore because it's not important. He's not important enough for us to do that today. But nonetheless.
Shout outs to you.
But
you never know. Mine was once a fuck nigga. Like, we dated.
You never know.
And I ended it, and I asked him to take my cable boxes back to the cable fucking company. And this nigga never took them back. And I got a job and I was traveling across the country. And I come back to set up my new cable in my new apartment. They're like, oh, you owe $500 for not returning your boxes. I ain't seen him for 7 years. And the first thing that when he found me on Facebook last year, I was like, nigga, you didn't return my fucking cable boxes. Like, how dare you? Trying to hit me up, talk about something. I've been looking for you. I've been looking for you too. Shit. Fix my damn credit. Anyways, shout out to you, babe.
you are loved.
Yeah, you are loved. He probably ain't gonna listen to this.
I want him to, though.
I want him to too.
And you never know. I'm like I say, I don't. I will say that even though I feel like he is a fuck nigga who is a good dude, I will not say that he's a horrible person. I just think that he has a lot of growing, and I have a lot of growing. And I'm in his defense, I'm going through a transitional period, so that caused me to be a little more, for lack of better words, probably clingy. Or obsessive.
Clingy.
I
could be clingy.
But I think a lot of it had to do because it was like, oh, you make me happy, so I'm going to focus on us versus the real shit. If you know, because I, like I said, I'm a very emotionally aware person, so I'm not the motherfucker that, like, you ain't gonna hit me with some shit and be like, well, this is why, blah, 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 blah. I'm gonna be like, oh my God, I never knew that. I'm gonna be like, oh, bitch, I knew that.
Right, you're telling me something I already knew.
Bitch, you thought you. Bitch, you I go to therapy. My therapist told me that 3 months ago.
For real.
So you never gonna get like a one up on me per that. So, like I said, not a bad guy, or I don't believe, even though he did some fuck shit. I don't believe that he's a horrible person. I would never say that he's a horrible person.
But there are a lot of people like that who just don't work out with. And you're just like, you know, I don't hate you. But, or, and then the same, another person can do that same exact thing. And you're like, I fucking hate that person.
Yeah, no, like, I honestly, and that's how I know I like him. Because right. I didn't, like, had anyone else, I've had motherfuckers do the same shit that he did. I hate them niggas to this day. I still
to
like,
this day.
Exactly. I've forgiven them.
Yeah.
But I still like, I'm just like, even though I forgive him, just like, I don't
know. I saw somebody in Target the other day who was going to say hi, and I just looked at them and kept walking. Like, you think I'm going to say hi to you?
Like,
fuck out of here.
Exactly. Like, and it's not even that I hate you anymore. It's just more I just don't.
What's the point?
Yeah, like, you wouldn't go.
Because then once you say hi, then it's like, then you get the, hey, big head, or, oh, hey, Mush, how's it? Right in the DMs, and
we're good. We don't need to do that. Mm-hmm.
I'm not one to revisit. I'm not, which is funny why I'm in this relationship now. I'm not one to revisit. Like,
well, that's because he's special. Looking at you, could this be love at first sight? I told you I'm gonna rub you for good luck.
That's a good Mary song,
right?
Well, I'm gonna listen to that when I leave. I like, for real, that's a good one. That one in Sincerity.
Yeah,
my two favorite Mary joints.
Okay, so we moved past the eat questions, right? Because I feel like
I'm not really an eater, so.
Yeah, you are kind
of. I'm more of like a prayer or a thotty.
don't eat much.
Right, don't just eat pray much. Right, yeah.
Okay, all right. So we're going to do bird confessions now.
Sure.
So, you know, just rapid fire questions and you go from there. Mm. All right, you ready? Mm-hmm. What kind of bird are you? Pigeon, dove, flamingo, peacock. I'll tell you what the definition of these later.
I'm right.
Yeah, you. I mean, you listen to it enough. You shouldn't.
Yeah. I'm gonna say a dove. I'm gonna say a dove.
Okay. I think you're our first dove. Favorite Ratchet song.
Probably anything by like Luke or the 69 Boys.
Yes, vintage.
Yeah, you know, I was very much into like that whole type of music when I was growing up. Like, oh, I want to take a big booty hole. Da, 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 da,
get with it.
Yeah. My name was Doodoo Brown in high school, like, because everyone knew that was my shit. So when that song came on, I lost my shit. So.
I imagine your name in high school was Doodoo. First of all, you were in white high school and they called you Doodoo Brown?
Well, no. This is when I used to go, because the black high school was down the street. So okay. I would always go to the skating rink with the black kids.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, because yeah, I don't want white kids.
I wish somebody would.
I would be. Let me go. Which one can get the ass first, street pharmacist or gangbanger?
Are we asking me for the person I am now?
Or any of... Any
probably the gangbanger. If we're talking sexually. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she like it rough. Come on, Zaddy.
I'm an aggressive person.
Yes. Who would you fuck? Quavo, Offset, or Takeoff?
I was hoping you didn't ask me this because I don't see it for none of them.
Really? Not even Takeoff? That's my daddy.
I need a little bit of weight on you.
Takeoff and... Takeoff is the thickest. Oh. He got a little weight on him. He ain't no frail girl.
Like a paperweight.
No, he got
I'm gonna have to revisit them then.
Yeah, he's like stocky ish.
Yeah. But you know, their faces don't do nothing for me at all. So
that's yeah. Okay, Nuck If You Buck or Back That Ass Up?
Nuck If You Buck.
Now later the Jolly Ranchers.
Ooh, Jolly Ranchers. Mm-hmm. Jolly Ranchers, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're the first Jolly Ranchers. Keisha Cole or K. Michelle?
Old Keisha, new K. Michelle.
Okay. Jocelyn or Cardi B?
Cardi.
Good choice. Loving Hip Hop or Basketball Wives?
Basketball Wives.
Okay.
Miami, not LA.
Oh, all right. What Real Housewife character are you currently?
I can go from being a Portia and then I could be a Nene.
Okay.
I could be the young turn up or I could be the old head who's always talking down to everybody.
Well, when I think of Portia, I don't even think of a young turn up. I just think of somebody, a fake bitch. So I don't know if you want
to. Really?
Be... Yeah.
Portia... I don't get fake bitch from her.
Really?
You know what? I just get like, she's, oh. Like, that's what I get from
her.
She
a ditz. She is a ditz. But you're not.
See, I'm not ditzy.
So I don't know why you want to. Okay, but if you want to be.
I relate more with her than. I don't know. Maybe because she's sexy. Maybe that's what it is.
That's probably what it is. I mean, she's bad. She's bad as fuck.
She's bad.
So, you a nigga. Bundles or wig?
Bundles if they're installed right. A wig if it's sitting on your head right.
Okay. Amber Rose or Kim Kardashian?
I'm going to say Kim K. Because Amber's still trying to... She's still trying to figure out what this slut walk is. Like, once she gets a good definition on that slut walk, then I'll rock with her.
But you'll fully then, support.
It's been like 3 years. You still don't have a solid definition of what this is. So, you know.
I cannot. ass implants or lipo? If you were... This is a bird. This is the bird version of you.
Can we do veneers? Does that count?
Yeah, but that's not as fun.
I'd probably get a boob job.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's
yeah.
A boob job.
These ass implants look dumb.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I would get a Brazilian butt lift, so I wouldn't get an ass implant. I would get a lift. Mm. Okay, well, where are you getting your breast implants? DR or Columbia?
The basement. No.
come on, Newark. She's got it.
Newark, New Jersey.
Come on, she's got it.
Oh my, that scene was crazy.
That scene.
But you know, I thought at first I was like, this scene is stupid. But I was like, I guess this relates to like these girls now and what they have to feel. No,
because that's where one of the first. Because you remember that lady got like life
recently.
Yeah, got life for putting.
First of all, did you see what that lady looked like? Why would you think that I'm gonna go in a hotel room with this lady who looked like fucking a monster?
I'm never gonna let nobody inject
in a hotel room.
No, I'm good. No. But that's these are girls like, who don't like. These are girls who literally don't have. I mean, and I'm sorry that those. I think because two of the girls died. But I'm sorry that like that's no. Like you have no. You're not using common sense.
And well, I shit. Hate even to go to DR or Colombia. Like I'm taking one of my Spanish friends with me. Like come on.
Well, I need you to all translate. My friends who have done it, they. Like, they literally, like, they have researched their doctors. They have friends who've done it, so they were very aware.
Yelp
like,
reviews help. I wonder, do they have Yelp reviews?
Yeah, they... Well, there's a site. My friend, one of my good friends showed it to me, and it was a site where, like, you can rate your plastic surgery. Oh, and, like, they'll show you before and after pictures. Like, it's really good. It's like, you're like,
RateMySurgery.com.
Yeah, really good. Okay, so... DR Colombia, you didn't. Did you say?
Let's go to Colombia because that sounds, you know, sounds like. Oh, I went to Colombia.
Okay, so after fucking Uber or Lyft,
livery cab. No, I'm joking. Lyft.
Okay.
Lyft. I like Lyft.
Shade room or baller alert?
Shade room.
All right. Tiger or Safari.
Safari.
Good job. Okay, so now we're going to do our Zaddy of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the one motherfucker that, like, we open these legs open for immediately. Do you know who your Zaddy of the Week is?
It has to be somebody in current news, or?
It can be, you can do classic Zaddies. Your Zaddy of the Week is your Zaddy of the Week. I can do mine first.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So mine is Mars from She's Gotta Have It.
Oh, that's a good one.
And it's not because I think he's the cutest thing, but I just love how purely he loves her. Like, I really love like how much he like loves Nola, darling, and how much he's willing to do. But he does it from a very pure place. And then he said he was good with the mouth. I know that in the three-headed monster photo, his dick was the smallest. But
first of all, why did that nigga come in a prince shirt at the end?
No, that was Greer.
I know that was Greer. But I'm just saying, like, why was he even in the running? That was stupid. Anyway,
I love Greer. I actually don't like Jamie because Jamie just screams like Jamie's one of them niggas that got all the degrees but still ain't shit. Like, you're just as bad as a.
That'd be the one I would go for. The motherfucker with the money.
Yeah, but he still ain't shit. He gonna treat you worse than
neither were the rest of the three.
But no, because Mars is shit to me. Mars is not shit on a professional life level, but on a love level, he is a good person. And Greer is too. I think Greer really likes her. Like Greer is very self-involved, but he still likes her. He still cares for her, and he's going out his way to be less.
Yeah, I can see that.
I like effort, which niggas nowadays don't know how to. True. How to,
because you know why there's so many options, so that like effort don't need to be put out. Because if
I'm so tired of that excuse though, because when are men, gay or straight, going to recognize that yes, there are always going to be options, and even my female friends do this too. So I shouldn't say that. People need to realize that yes, there are always be options, but chemistry is more important than
true, option. True.
Because I can talk, if I wanted to, I could talk to 20 million motherfuckers, but I'm only one or two of those motherfuckers are going to move my soul. So why would I waste my time just to talk to 20 million motherfuckers just to be like, ooh, so many options. I got to talk to all my options.
Well, no, when I say options, I don't mean that. Okay. I just mean so as far as
I'm a little defensive right now.
No. I totally get your point. But what I'm saying is if we get into an argument right now, all I gotta do is log on to Facebook and like I could just look in my inbox and see somebody saying, "Oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. You look great. We should get a grab a drink." Like that option right there, it may not be a sexual option at the moment, but the opportunity is right there. So I feel maybe I should say that. The opportunities present themselves. But that's why I'm like, you gotta just be yourself. Cause if you go, I used to be the type to be trying to change myself for motherfuckers, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, we've all done it.
Yeah.
Especially the motherfuckers I try to deal with, cause, you know, I always tried to make them more than what they were. So I dated a lot of projects. Like, a lot of projects.
When I was a poo bitch. all the there was a nigga at Uniqlo.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a long time, I thought that if you gave everything to a man, I sound like Bernadine fucking Waiting to Exhale. But really, I did. I thought that in that particular case, the Uniqlo nigga,
mm-hmm.
I thought if I gave him everything, he would give me something back.
Was he dark skinned?
No.
Okay, good. It wasn't the one I was thinking. Okay, go ahead.
No.
I have multiples.
Adon knows who he is. Ha ha! Adon will probably laugh.
I should go and listen to this with Adon at his house.
You should. Okay, so who's your daddy of the week now?
If I'm gonna bring it back from the past, I don't know why Leon is in my head.
Yes, that's a good one. And I've watched Waiting to Exhale this week.
I like him older. Boris Kudrow is probably the backup.
Okay, so Boris is too pretty for me.
Yeah, but he's just so fine.
Yeah, but he's too pretty. Like
I can't. And his wife is fine with them, so they just fine together.
I can't be. I like my friend always tell me there can only be one. There can only be one centerpiece on the table. I can't be with a nigga that's finer than me because I need to be the centerpiece.
That's how I feel about like personality. Like I'm a lot to deal with. I can't deal with somebody who else is a lot. I like to date, you know, mild.
Me too.
Low key people.
Me too.
Who don't club, who don't really party.
Oh, no, I don't mind that.
I don't mind if you do. But I'm saying back in the time when I was clubbing 7 days a week, they weren't going to the club at all. So there was never none of that, oh, I know your boyfriend, or I know. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Mm.
No, okay, gotcha.
Because he's probably at home with his baby mom, so no, you don't. You don't know.
Not his baby mom.
Well, you know, that was my hobby for a minute. I just like to turn the straight ones. That was like a freaking.
I thought, yeah, that was my thing. I was trying to turn, never turned. Oops.
Yeah.
I needed to do better.
It used to be to the point where, like, I had one cry when I was just like, I think we should, like, not fuck around anymore. And he was like, well, how could you do this to me?
Have you turned him? Well, you don't turn. First of all, you don't turn.
No. Okay, no.
Yeah.
You don't turn. What I tell my mom is there are individuals who you know are gay, individuals that you probably think are gay, and then the individuals you know damn well, they ain't really fuck with nobody. So I always like to go for the middle ones because they may not be necessarily gay, but they were changeable.
Yeah, I believe that there are men that, per se, that like...
I wouldn't even into the sexual side.
Yeah, I would say no, or just like I believe that like I've met dudes that like I'm like you probably will never fuck a dude, or you've never fucked a dude, but you will fuck me. Like I believe that you can meet somebody. Yeah, and that
you can tell by the energy.
Yeah, and
you
they
can tell
will,
by the energy.
They won't be necessarily like my Uniqlo nigga. He never did fuck me, but I thought. I could tell that he would have one day. Or I thought
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Shut the fuck up.
No,
you don't. You don't. No, you don't. I bet you don't. Anyways, I was young and dumb. Okay, so Bad Bitch Hall of Fame time. Woop, 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 woop. All right, so Bad Bitch Hall of Fame is the one woman that we feel like we're going to give our flowers to. So past inductees, Lil' Kim. I believe Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian, Eartha Kitt, Rihanna. I forgot who Danielle picked last week or last episode. But nonetheless, it's a woman that you feel like hasn't gotten her flowers but deserves them. And it can be whoever. I have two options this week.
Okay, go with yours. Go with yours.
Okay, so I'm going to pick my current option. Oh, now, damn. But I'm going to go with Tracee Ellis Ross. I think Tracee is just so like authentically her,
right?
And I think she has a very I pray that when I'm her age that I have a very like I know
sense of self.
Yeah, a very strong sense of myself. I think Tracee does not by any means try to tell you she's perfect, but what she does tell you is she knows who the fuck she is, and she's going to be who the fuck she is.
That's true.
For better or for worse.
That's true.
And I love that about her.
That's
what I really admire about her.
I like that.
Plus she got ass for days. I don't want to just turn her into ass, but I don't have any ass or I don't have a, let me rephrase that. I got some ass now. Got a little bit. It's not an ass state.
Look at that.
But it is. This is an ass. It is an ass neighborhood. Yes.
I can't with you.
I'm going to work my way up. One day, I'm probably never going to have an ass state, but I'm going to one day, I'm going to have an ass city.
Well, if you go to Dominican Republic or Colombia.
No. I want to keep doing my squat.
We can make it work. Or the lady who just did it in like uptown. Like, you know, go to her.
I had an ex that was like, I help make your ass fat.
You know what's
like,
funny? I have another story. You want to hear it before we go? I actually dated a dude who had ass implants, and I did not know until he told me. I always just be like, damn, your ass is fat as fuck. And then like one day he told me how he went with his transgender friend to go get hers done, and he was like, oh shit. He went back once, and then he went back twice. And then once he told me and I started looking at it, I was like, just like...
He was getting, like, injected?
Yeah, the injections. I don't... Not of, the, like, the real stuff, but some... It looked good, though. It didn't look terrible. I probably wouldn't do it again, but... If I had known, I probably wouldn't have, but... So I was already into it.
Yeah, you were already in the ass, so, literally. So, who's your Bad Bitch Hall of Fame choice?
Regina Hall.
Oh, I love Regina. She's my best friend in my
head. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like she's so underrated. And I feel like Girls Trip was like, even though it wasn't like her best, but I feel like they should make a spinoff of Brenda.
She's amazing. I think, yeah, like you said, she doesn't get enough. Yes, that's a good option. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Because Regina is like she is my best friend in my head.
She's gorgeous.
She's so pretty. And so like, just like
yeah, subtle
she's
pretty.
Like she's everyday pretty. Like you can walk up, you can literally, we can walk out. We're gonna walk out the studio, and we're gonna find a million Reginas. Yeah. But that's fine. But that's why I like her, and she's funny as fuck.
Yeah, I love somebody funny. So
her and Issa Rae's for the dick challenge, everything.
Yeah, it was everything. I think Issa Rae is also on that list for me. Because I used to watch her on YouTube, and then to see what she has evolved into now, like that's as a creative, that's like super dope, and that turns me on. So.
Okay. Well, this is good.
Was it? I hope this comes out sounding good, because I was just like, nigga.
I hope this sounds good too. I mean, I think it was different because I haven't like literally much.
Had a male guest? I'm the first male guest?
No, you're the second male guest.
Oh, yes. Oh, but that first male guest was really good. Yes, that story about the Benz in the parking lot with the lit. Yo, I was just like, that's how you
but
get it.
But also, we literally haven't really spoke since 2010, for real.
We haven't.
So, it was like, I know, you're the guest I know the least about. I was like, I don't know what the fuck I don't know anything about.
I figured that. I was like, everybody else is such high caliber, and then there's me. Just
You high caliber. I'm don't do that off. To yourself.
Oh, no. I'm high caliber in my own
head. Yeah, that's
head.
Right. You fuck it up.
You know, when I talk to my real name, you know, that you're high caliber. That's what I tell myself.
Yes. Come on, real name. Not your first time. Anyways, I would like to thank all of the guests. I know that it's been the podcast has been a little bit all over the place in terms of like when I release it. So I want to make a promise on this episode that it will be bi-weekly every Tuesday. So.
Okay, bi-weekly every Tuesday.
Yes, bi-weekly every Tuesday.
Yeah, shout out to Tuesdays. That's my show comes out.
Look, see? Tuesdays are a good day. So it's going moving forward. Every episode will be bi-weekly every Tuesday. And then eventually it'll probably go into weekly. But for right now, I'm going to stay bi-weekly. And I like to thank Mush. Of course, that's Christmas break, so we might have a little break. But, you know, I'm gonna try to get another one done before then. But thanks, Mush, for coming.
No problem, Bob. Thank you for having me. And this is so dope. I just want to say congratulations to you. Because anybody who puts themselves out there like this, like, I give you your kudos.
Exactly. And I appreciate you for coming and not being afraid to discuss how we know each other.
I got a story to tell.
I got a story. Anyways, thank you all. Have a merry fucking Christmas. Get your pussy ate or your ass ate or your dick sucked or your, you know, just fuck.
Just do something.
Yeah, don't be like me. Don't be in drought for December. I'm still waiting. It's only December 8th.
December 8th.
Anything can happen.
You can leave today and meet somebody on the train. You know how New York is.
This is true. Okay, thank you guys.